Hello, we're having a lesson about the content of the European Congress. During the lesson, we will read the content, ideas for content that the friends sent. We'll discuss this. You can ask questions live. You can ask questions through the internet. So the lesson is on the content for the Congress, for the content for the European Congress. Oi, please.
Okay, I'll introduce briefly the process we had yesterday. We all went through a very special workshop about the content for the Congress in Europe. And in this workshop, many ideas came up for content of lessons, gathering of friends, unity evenings, in general about the work in Europe, the groups in Europe. Everything came up from the tents here and around the world. We got many responses to the mail from the whole group, above a few hundreds probably. We are still getting emails, we're translating them, organizing them, and last night, immediately after the lesson, we started the work, but we already tried to extract the essence of what came in, and what we tried to do is to identify central trends of content that the friends in the workshop have gotten to certain conclusions about what the Congress should be about. So what we're going to do is go over those central topics, we'll read the points, and we'll continue the discussion later.
Main topics that the friends suggested that repeated themselves several times. 110. What is the 110? How do you build it? The importance of the 110, the principles of work for the work and the 110, the purpose that we have gathered here for, moving from the particular to the general.
What's interesting is that we got material or questions or suggestions that are very similar from very many different tens or groups around the world. So you can see that it doesn't matter where the group is from, and but rather how much it is in the same spirit. Through the discussions here, we'll need to try and hold on to the common goal. The main thing is connection. The topic can change, but the main thing is that we are building this 110, and we saw from the material that we got just how common it is to everyone. We're all in the same thoughts, even the same level, more or less, regardless of where the group is or where the people are. We are somehow integrated, incorporated in one another. So it's just like we see that it depends on where a person grows up. If a person grows up in a modern family, has the ability to absorb everything and become a modern human. And if not, then not. Everything is up to the environment. If a person is included, integrated in his environment, he's got all the tools, all the means. He doesn't need any new tools. Those reshimot, if he's incorporated in it, then this is his fate, as determined by the Creator. And of course, he can grow up in his time, in his state, in his environment, in such a way that will be included in the general kli, the world kli. So, what's interesting is that we saw how our friends from all corners of the globe, how similar they are, how they understand, they ask questions, everything in one style. If it belongs to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there's no differences in no way between any one friend to the other. It's really a wonder. And it warms the heart, and it's a good sign.
So the first topic is the 110.
This is the problem. This is what we have to discuss, and I'm asking all the groups around the world. Well, we set the time until the Congress, but in truth, let's hope that it will work beyond. How do we come to 110? On the one hand, we have many friends who participate in that. That's why we have strong forces. And as much as the Creator awakens the hearts of people all over the world, to that extent we wish to collect them to the same work where we are building the 110. Although this 10 includes hundreds, even thousands, and even more, but it's still 110. So the question is, how do we try to come to 110? Do we need to make sure that it will be indeed a 10, each one with his place, each one expressing himself in an optimal manner, in the best possible way, meaning with all his qualities? How do we manage or not this 10, or do we leave that to the Creator and we only wish to connect to a herd, a flock, and it will work out by itself? Do we need to have a certain governing body that will organize us, or only perhaps people will awaken us, give us an awakening? But again, the more we can be close to one another, in a more organized way or less organized way, it doesn't matter, we will begin to feel the laws of the upper nature that appear in the connection between us, and these laws we will learn from the action, from what's revealed. In this way, we'll begin to know the Creator. Here we are aiming at a very serious, very exalted action, whereby if such a big crowd tries to connect, wants to connect, to draw everyone in, to support everyone, each and every one, then we have a serious, powerful spiritual action. And we will feel a change. Because it's not a personal 10 that has no name, and it's only a spiritual point. Here, it's much more than that. Hence, we have a question. How do we organize ourselves to be 110? How do we do it? We need an organization, a rosh, we need various arms, or the important thing is for us is to gather, assemble together. Go ahead. Quickly, on point. In 5 minutes, every 10 has to have an answer. If you have several answers, Rav, in one sentence, is there a 10 that can suggest how do we come to one world 10? How do we build it? Something concrete.
Yes, it's a.
Is there any advice?
No, tagit, tagit, whatever.
Say it, say it. Usually don't let you speak, but
to arrange our thoughts in order to be as 110 is an internal action, and also for the entire world Kli to have a mutual zoom.
Okay.
Rav, etzlenu נאמר משהו שלנסות ליצור את הסירייה אחת הזו מתוך החיבור, מתוך
האיחוד. We thought about trying to build the 10, this 110 out of connection. And not like usually we tend to begin with the organization and then, you know, we come to the connection, but for all of the ideas and actions and everything that come from the connection.
So how does it come out by itself, it will be born?
Probably something like that, but because there will be this kind of pressure toward connection.
Okay.
איך אנחנו יכולים בבניית הקבוצה העולמית להשתמש
in building the world group, how can we use the rules of Rabash? In my 10, I understand, I annul towards them, I appreciate them more, I lower myself and other such things. How do we within the size of the world 10, how can we realize the rules of Rabash? Tendency would be men.
Rav, I can influence my small little group. I can give them uplifted spirits. I can awaken them. I can make them envious. I can make them feel rejection, connection, distance from each other. Somehow to manage the general spirit of things. The ten is something close. I feel how I can get along there and how can I influence them in different directions in order to perform different actions there, get the desired outcomes. Desired, I'm talking in terms of advancement. I can also see a response from them. Am I acting correctly or not? What do they think? How do I do it with the big Kli? That I'm included in, that I have no control over. I feel that it's like this great big monster that no matter what I do, it's like jumping in front of a mountain. So what do you do? How do I influence the big broad Kli, and how do I feel some kind of result?
I guess that's what we need to get to.
Rav, when we at first work with or towards such a big group of hundreds or even thousands that connect together, it seems as though we lose our senses there, our perception. And if we do think that we're integrated in it, then it's kind of an imagination. Who knows? Am I not? Is it or isn't it happening? Maybe it only seems to me so. The body is so big that I do not have the ability to examine myself. So the inclination to see it as the very opposite, as because it's so big, can it limit it in my senses, or my inclination to make it as my particular private tent? What's the right thing? How do I arrange my attitude toward the world clean? It's so big that I can't grasp it, or to the contrary, that it's a ten, just like the ten, my original ten, the very same way I have to see the world ten. Please. Looking at
Rav, maybe because the Creator gave us this big vessel, He gave us the resolution, the ability to see our local ten, our personal ten each one has, in a sort of magnified way. So it looks like a general kli, a world kli, a big one, but it's the same ten. It only appears to me that I'm going out to Europe, the whole world, many people, but it's literally the same ten, only appearing before me a little differently. That's it. And then I need to receive all those impressions that I get from this big kli, not lose those, and bring them to my ten, meaning to see that it's all just a game. It seems to me that there's a bigger ten, a smaller ten. It's all in my perception, in my vision, in how I see things. It's a change of perception only. So in the perception of the big kli, I can see each and every phenomenon more clearly. Maybe those are different phenomena compared to my kli, but it's according to what the Creator wants me to work with. So it's possible that the problems that awakened in the big kli were a little different than the problems in my own personal kli, personal ten. But nevertheless, that's what I have to be working on. So how could I understand that we are in a different perception of reality, but not in a different reality? It's all because I see many people want to unite together, but it's just a game. In truth, it's this game where each one of my friends suddenly got included, received an integration of many different forms. I see each one of them is highly complex, detailed. It's like we see in a developing body, so more cells and more cells connect in different ways to the different roles. The same is with us, but it's the same ten. So how not to forget about it, and how to, even when we are in the big kli, to still be in one havaya, one ten. And there's no difference between the big vessel and my personal ten, only that I can make out more details in this big ten. I zoomed in and I zoomed out. Go ahead.
more details, like
Rav, what is my obligation in that case towards the General 10, let's say today? Today, Sunday, what do I owe my big General Kli? In this little one, maybe I don't distinguish the actions. The actions are too small, maybe for like a little child. But in the big Kli, I grew up. There's before me a wide vessel with many participants, many, meaning many forces, many systems that I can activate. What am I doing? What is my obligation to do today? What's important today? The World Board set up two
Rav. One of the rules in the Ten is that love covers for all crimes. We're in a big, big broad Ten. When we're in the Big Ten, we have more options to run away. Because if love covers for all crimes, suppose I see Niv sitting in front of me, then his crimes are really obvious, they're clear to me. I start thinking and thinking and thinking, but no, I have to see that he's perfect, and then all those crimes, they pass on to me that I'm doing something wrong, that I depicted him negatively, but that he is actually whole and perfect. So, in a smaller 10, it's more necessary to scrutinize these things. It's easier to scrutinize them, and it's clear because there's something concrete. In a broad 10, in a big 10, here you have the opposite example. To the contrary, not that it's more conspicuous, but the entire matter is more hidden. Well, of course, there are differences and everything. How do I cover all of these differences with love? Just to say so. How do I at least see them as in my own ten, that it's something that I can't run away from, like having Neve's face in my face all the time, up to the point where it grosses me out? So what do I do with the Big Ten, the General Ten? There's no particular face there. How do I work with it? How do I, at least in part of the rules of the Ten, do not miss out in regard to the General Ten? Because you can lose your focus, and then the Kli, it won't be bigger, more powerful. That will shake me up, and that will force me to reach higher states. Is it clear? Talk about this a bit. Meaning how, in part of the scrutinies, the big Kli hides these things and does not point them out, and then I'm barely here, so to speak. I have a hardship. It's hard for me to scrutinize things. It's hard for me to prepare myself for a higher, more qualitative attainment. What do you do?
Come to the lessons.
Rav, by what exercises, inventions, do we break the distance between us and really feel as one ten, as a really small group? The more we expand, the closer together we get. By what exercises, by what actions, by what? You have to give some good advice to everyone. You feel 100 as 10, 1,000 as 10, 10,000 also as 10. That's all there is, avaya. And its size is determined by its height. Something much more general.
Rav, when I bestow to my 10, or I bestow to the world clear, I surely get a different feeling. In my 10, I see results. It's like I'm bringing something home. Whereas the world clear, when I invest in something and someone, well, help chaver, I know. Can get it, but in general, this kind of investment is not felt in me as if I'm investing in my own infrastructure. The kli is big. I don't have an inner template, an inner mold of it inside of me that it is mine. How do we come to a state where this exertion in the big vessel is itself the reward?
The other 10's doing it, and from there, and to take it from there.
Rav, can we feel that we're included in this big 10, and there's a change? That is, there's any change even without analyzing it or feeling it? Meaning there's change in the small 10, the relationship, the values, they change in my personal 10? In what exactly is that change? I feel that a few weeks that I'm already thinking about it, I can hear it, but reluctantly, even I'm included, integrated in this world 10, then my attitude in my own 10 becomes different, deeper, more nuanced. In what? Can I say it to myself? Can I articulate it? In what?
Rob, so what are the results from what you talked about all in all? Well, okay, questions, if not results, then. Do you have any questions? Michael?
Everything we talked about throughout the workshop, it's felt like we couldn't come out even an inch outside. We're trying to break into a feeling of the general vessel. Nevertheless, we're still stuck in the tent.
Is that good or bad?
It gives you a place for work, but where, I don't know, it feels incorrect.
Incorrect? Why?
Because it's not like this tendency outwards got clarified. Only the work may be a little bit between us. Meaning, we're still inside the 10.
Yeah, we're inside the 10, and what we renew in the big kli, we pull it back into the 10, and there we want to remain with it.
And immediately.
Exactly. Very good. Why is that bad? It's called that Avaya remains an Avaya. Only you, by the imaginary world, pull its imaginary parts, details, and bring it back to the ten. But in order to integrate with everyone, in order to extend the vessels on an even higher and higher degree, you have to feel that way, that you come out into a broader circle. Into a broader circle.
In what is the sensation of coming out to a wider circle?
In that you're going to integrate with them in order to enlarge your soul, your particular circle. And it's okay.
Well, just because we're answering a workshop question about the general kli, it means that we're coming out?
No, but you're ready to go outwards and to help the big world ten to connect, because by that, all in all, you bring closer together your particular personal ten, as if personal. The fact that you see the connection between the two, this already is something very important.
And later it should change?
Wait, of course. But what's so bad about feeling the entire intensity you felt in the great big kli in your own particular kli? Yosef multiplied it, enlarged it by 10, by 100. And if you see that every friend is 100 times more complex, and the entire 10 is more important, then you're in a society where there are 1,000 people. If you multiplied it by 100, you increased it by 100. That's it. Questions about what we talked about? Dudi.
Today in the time we feel a little confusion.
That's fine.
We don't understand exactly what's the connection between our personal 10 and the general 10. What is that scale?
Do you feel some kind of benefit?
The gap? No.
Do you feel the... I don't feel the gap. Okay.
I have to feel the big group. We don't.
If you don't, you don't. So we don't talk about it.
So what to do?
If we'll work with a general kli, this will give us a feeling of how expanded we are in our particular kli. This broad imaginary circle, will be a part of what I feel. It will enter me. I don't have the words to express it right now, but let's leave it. It's also good. I also don't see real questions coming from our friends, from our groups. So you went over it and you did. Yeah.
No.
You have questions from the...
That's my question. What's common to the different tens?
Everything. Everything. Everyone has a point in the heart. Everyone has a desire. The method is the same for everyone. The goal is the same for everyone. What's common? Everything else is our work. Everything that I said now, these are things that we got from above. And what's common between us? Our connection. This will be the common thing. This is what's missing.
And what's different between the tens?
What's different between the tens? In the meantime, the exertion. Everything else doesn't matter. Every ten or every person is operated by his unique qualities that no one else has. And this is something that we can't judge. You have qualities of your own, he has qualities of his own, I have qualities of my own. But what we're talking about is the measure to which we can invest according to their own conditions into the attainment of the general goal.
That's what turns us into 110?
Yeah, of course. Yes, Moshe.
In the beginning, you asked a question about how to come to the feeling of 110, and then you gave a few answers. I wanted to know, what is the correct answer? Does it have to do with the organization, or in general, by being confused and all of that, and the lessons through effort and talking in the workshop will come to a feeling, or it's a combination of the two. What's the correct answer?
There's no correct answer. We have to work. You see how sometimes things are clear, sometimes they're not. How to come out into the big ten, how to come back to the small ten, how to create a connection between them. It'll fall into place.
There has to be a combination between the two, or?
Try. You'll get answers from the field. That's the most correct thing to do. That's the right thing to do. Yes, Yaakov.
Shar, זו עצה טכנית שהייתה לנו בסיריה?
כן. Technical advice that came up?
Yeah.
A friend asked, if half a group in Argentina doesn't show up, I don't know about it. And we saw that there's room here on the wall to put a screen up with a globe of the entire world. Each group has has a framework of its own, and I would like to know if a group is getting weaker, maybe color coded or something.
Okay, you think about how to do it. If it's possible, maybe we will.
That's one thing. The other thing is, I wanted to share from the actions. You know, in the European board, we met and we sat for 3 hours and thought how to support the friends in Europe, how to help them, how to care for them gently. And we divided into work groups, and we want to share the feeling that when you are working out of the concern for a seemingly external clique, when you're in a group doing that, you integrate in it, you feel that it exists, that it's alive, that it's breathing. So we really wanted to share that.
Prepare it and tell us what you need, and we'll give you time.
We already divided into work groups, and we'll report.
Okay. No.
Coming from the world, Klee, it, when you're sitting in front of the screen, all of your friends, your 10, they're all sitting on your screen. The only time you get the physical connection with them is when we come to a Congress. But while you're behind that screen, you're looking at every group that they show us. You're looking at everything. You don't let anything slide by. When I come here, then it changes because I am part of this group. And I notice that even still, I'm still watching the screens just like I did back in America to see who's on screen. This brought up something really interesting. If here in Israel, in Petah Tikva, If you take two or three tens and tell them they cannot come to the center, they have to connect on screen as if they are in the world clee. They will get a better appreciation for the 3 days they are not allowed to come here because the only connection they have is through the screen. Doing this, at the end, they have to share the inspirations of what they felt to the group here, and then we pick another three tens and we continue repeating this. This could help everyone get that real solid feeling of the world kli in their heart in a way that they're not going to do sitting here.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
אני לא מקבל את העצה שלך.
I do not accept your advice.
מבקש ממך תרשום אותה.
I'm asking you to write it down so that it will be clear to you. And in a few months, we'll go over it and you'll say were you right or not.
אני הולך בצורה...
I'm going...
טיפשת, מטופשת.
And as if with my eyes shut, I follow the sources and not advice, but I follow the rules explained to me by people that have reached attainment. And that's it. We can do small things here or there, but like what you're saying, to break up tens, to disperse them so that they'll feel that they're in exile and so on. No. This is against the general inclination. There's no such a device written anywhere by Rabash or Bala Sulam. I never heard about it, didn't see it, and therefore... I don't accept it. It's not a matter of you being right or wrong. I'm not judging that at all. I'm saying that the distance between the friends, you're saying, but by that they'll feel that they are far from each other, they'll want to connect more. No. It's not the correct chisaron. The correct chisaron is for them to be in touch and that they'll feel that they lack connection, further connection. And not that way. What you're saying is by way of suffering. That wars, troubles, problems come, disperse people. In 100 or 200 years, maybe again, they'll be brought back to connection. These are processes set by the Creator. We only have to come together and connect. And we have such inclinations. Let's disperse a bit. Let's move away a bit from each other. By this, we'll understand something. No. You can find it in Rabash and Bala Sulam's sources. Fine. This isn't what you reveal or come to know the evil by.
I didn't mean break up the ten. The whole ten goes and sits in somebody's house and for 3 days, that's all. That gives the ten a better feeling of what it feels like to be in the world
clean.
I'm sorry. Maybe I don't hear. Maybe I don't exactly understand what you said. Maybe this can help. Because this is a different kind of connection between the tens that we have here. They lose a sense of the general clean. Well, we have to think about it. Okay. Now, Eddie, what's up? What are you doing there?
לא שומעים.
We can't hear you.
לא שומעים.
We can't hear you.
טסט, שומעים, שומעים.
כן, כן, שומעים.
Yeah, we hear you.
לא, אדי בא פה לכאן לביקור.
מה אתה אומר? אתה במקומו. מה אתה אומר?
They came to visit.
Who are you answering instead of him? Here he talks all the time. He goes there, he can't talk.
No, I came to visit.
No, no.
And Ari had a question.
Okay, so my question is, in general,
generally speaking, two questions. What is the reward from the work in the general tent, the group, the world tent?
The reward is always the same, to give the creator contentment, to reach in order to bestow, in other words.
And the second question is, why the world in the world 10 is purer, cleaner, protects
because
the person in the group?
In his particular 10, he has many egoistic discernments that he still did not discover. It's good that I have my own 10, we're friends, we're this, we're that. Subconsciously, it really strengthens a person that it's really not that useful or beneficial. It actually stands in the way. Okay, good. Now, New York.
אז נגיד שיש לנו איזושהי בעיה בעשייה שלנו, איך לקשור את זה עם מה שקורה בכלי העולמי, ואיך לעבוד עם זה נכון?
Let's say we have a problem in our 10. How to connect it to what's happening in the world 10 and work with it correctly?
According to what we see, you really do have a problem. That's clear. What to do with it? Ask everyone to pray for you. Yes? We need to pray for this clear. There is this negligent place called New York. There is even a group there. You can't really call it a group, but let's say that it's a group. And there are people there that have no strength, no inner drive to reach something. They're under the influence of a very, very egoistic environment. How can we help them? I don't know how. I don't think we need to be thinking of you. We don't need to be thinking of you. We need to think about connection. Whoever wants to join, whoever will feel some kind of positive or negative stimulation from it, something, they'll feel something, they too will connect to us, to all of us. I'm talking not about us, Petach Tikva, but about our world kli. Whoever won't get inspired by it, then he doesn't need to connect. That's it. Of course, that's what will happen. So, I don't think we need to pray for you. I don't think we need to care for you. We did it enough for years, many years. And we invested so much. And we had our representatives there. And what's the benefit of that? We can't constantly give you a dummy, a pacifier, to give you this infusion. You need to awaken yourselves. How can it be that from all the people in the group, we only have that amount of people on a day off, on a holiday? I don't get it. I understand that now it's what? It's 11 p.m.?
9:30.
9:30? Oh, okay. So what? It's so late at 9:30 that the friends can't come? Or what? Why can't others come and sit in the lesson? It's Sunday. It's a day off for all the world, Kli. It's Saturday there. Ah, it's Saturday night. They keep Shabbat. Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, if that's the case, then we give up on you. Anyway, in short, the New York group is off the table. Argentina.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear Kli. Hola, mi. I just want to let you know about this discernment we had in the workshop, that even though there's all the doubts and questions, and difficulty in connecting to the world Kli, we can understand how the connection with the world Kli, today every friend in the world feels a lot more connected and dependent on the world Kli than he was yesterday and than he was last week. That we just want to invite all the friends around the world to keep counting on the Creator's help and our Rav's guidance and the work we're doing, and that very soon we'll feel the whole world Kli as one, just as Rav is teaching us. Thank you, friends, and thank you, Rav.
And thank you, too. Okay, we have Moscow left.
You said that we have to reach a state of a mutual circle in the world Kli. And afterwards, from that circle, we can go to a ball, a sphere. What is the difference in quality from the unity from a circle to a sphere?
This is still ahead of us, way ahead of us. We want now to start learning how to breathe, expand and contract. How we live in these two states, it's not that we're preparing ourselves before the Congress. We're learning how to constantly live this way, because this is how we rise from one degree to the next. You saw how jellyfish move in the sea by pushing the water. They have water and they get filled up with water and then they push the water away. Something like that. That's how we need to do. So we're learning how to do it. What I now have, this big group that it's external, right? It's external. It is becoming my individual small group. And I'm going out to an even wider circle. And we're not talking about quantity, we're talking about quality. In revealing more and more subtle and precise discernments that start getting clarified and start entering this network, this single system. That is how we're building our vessels. Then we'll start identifying different qualities, which isn't just people or their personality or their states they're going through, but this is actual sphirot. Sphirot? Because at the foundation of it lies the desire of everything. Okay? All right. We're done. What?
Maybe just to complete the picture, you asked New York why they're in such a state of 10.5. So Gilad and I are starting to escort them also socially, the North American team and their Arvut team. So what's going on in New York is exactly what's happening in Petah Tikva and other groups in the world. Once we went to tens according to their framework, so tens that aren't full, they get weak in a natural way. Also in Petach Tikva, we try to mix up and add to the tens that have a full framework, and we saw it helped. So maybe that'll work in groups in the world too.
I don't know. I know we have the English department, and you're also part of it somehow, and other people, and many people, and it's unclear to me what's happening. It's unclear. I can see this tendency for years. Ongoing neglection. That's what I see. Unfortunately, that's a fact. As much as it's been, people think I'm wrong or I have a Moscow. What do they want again?
We'd like to say something and ask a question. In the Moscow group, we also have a division between tens that come according to a framework, and we see, let's say we have 10 number 1, so they also come to their defined framework. But once they started taking care of Europe, you can see that most of the people present in the morning lesson are from that 10, just by taking care of Europe. And we have a question about that. You asked us in the workshop about the responsibility towards the friends, towards the world group during the day. What should a friend do during the day to express his responsibility towards the world? What is my responsibility, or should it be our ten's responsibility?
It's like this and like that. All in all, where I get revelation of the Creator, not in my individual ten, but in connection with all the vessels that the Creator gave them, a tendency towards Him. That is called Yashar Kel. They have a tendency towards Him, and a connection of all these vessels, they need... I need to realize them, to use them as much as possible, to see in them my partners, parts of my soul, and I need through them, together with them, to connect together with all the kli, with all the desires, with everything there is in the world. But somehow this is later on, at least for those people, that the Creator awakens there. I don't know who else He awakens, but those that He brought towards connection with me, then of course I need to be in connection with them. I need to try and do this. Okay, friends, it's late. We've wasted enough time. Where do we have... We're moving on to...